Let's be clear. The police brutality we have witnessed over the past weeks is not new or unordinary. However, what is new is a breakdown of what true activism and solidarity looks like. For those of you protesting, I thank you. But understand that protesting in itself is not enough. The picture of racism in America is similar to a magic eye painting. Some see it right away, others only after practice, and still there's more whom racism remains hidden behind distorted nationalist and political static. Not only is it our job as artists to increase visibility, but to reform our own habits in the face of injustice. It is time for those who call ourselves progressive to hold ourselves to a higher standard. It is time for those of us who call ourselves liberals to call on our institutions to diversify at the highest levels. It is time for those of us who call ourselves Democrats to hold our leaders to the same standard of our own moral compass. It is time for those who call ourselves allies to not only take to the streets, but to use our passion to peacefully educate our family members on the other side. It's time for those who call themselves human to dig deep within our frailty and conquer our own self-consciousness. It's time to stand on the side of humanity in the face of nationalism, not just to preserve our collective morality, but to protect the very existence of those who are so often dismissed or overlooked in our own backyard. Now is not the time for debate. It is time for change. I call on leaders in our community to, instead of posting hashtag Black Lives Matter on their social media in solidarity, to instead post a list of the changes they will make in their institutions to de-escalate Black trauma and promote the well-being of Black lives. It is time to elevate the dialogue beyond the civil rights tropes of the past so we can meet this moment today.